you understand the purpose of human existence as we enter the new millennium? World News and Prophecy presents an analysis of world affairs and the answers to the great questions of life in light of the Word of God. This program will help you unlock the true meaning behind the events in the Middle East, the global economy, politics, and religion. And now, for World News and Prophecy, Dr. Donald Ward.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome to today's program. I had some work done on my granddaughter's car this week. One of the things I did was to disconnect the positive battery terminal in order to reset the engine light. I waited about an hour to reconnect it while doing some other things. Then I reconnected it, and the radio would not play. It asked for a code that I didn't know. I tried through trial and error to come up with a code. I was trying a sequence of three or four digits each time. Actually, the code is a sequence of five numbers. After several trials, the radio gave an error message and would not accept any more numbers. In order to erase the code, I had to do another disconnect and enter the correct code. It's amazing that when you unscrew one little 3/8 inch nut and lift the positive battery cable, everything shuts down. No power, everything is dead. You can tinker, push, pull, fret, but nothing happens until there is power connect of some kind. This experience got me to thinking about the state of the world and my own life. It seems that the positive battery cable for the world has been disconnected. There's a lot of pushing and pulling, a lot of frustration and fretting, and a lot of fruitless energy is being expended, but there is no real power. There is a great disconnect. The peoples of the world have been disconnected from the true source of power. They stagger and stumble in the darkness, cursing everything that gets in their way. They fly back and forth to the world's trouble spots and try to win people over to their point of view. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice showed up unexpectedly in Baghdad over the weekend. She flew in unexpectedly in conjunction with a push to try to secure the city. But since she left there, there have been numerous car bombings and scores of people have died. Then she went on to Jerusalem and met with Israeli Prime Minister Olmert and Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas in an effort to get the peace process back on track. But she was unable to make much progress. And even when there is a glimmer of hope, people are trying to punch in codes that won't work, just as I did when I tried to reset my granddaughter's radio. So many codes have been punched in recent times that the peoples of the world have gone tilt. It seems that they have been desensitized and they don't really know what the correct code is. The U.S. House of Representatives passed a so-called non-binding resolution recently condemning the president's plan for a new surge of troops in Iraq. The U.S. Senate is debating the same issue. They are trying to punch in new codes, but the receiver is not accepting the codes. The peoples of America are disconnected from the cultural traditions that help make America one of the greatest nations in the economic and political sense on the face of the earth. I don't know if America was ever the great moral example that the rest of the earth wanted to emulate. I know that in some ways we were morally correct in some of the things and actions that we took. We went to the aid of various peoples that were oppressed in certain stages of our history. We have also been very generous in helping people in time of disaster. When natural disaster hit, we would send monies and other foodstuffs and all kinds of things to try to help them through it. But when we talk about moral in the sense of that which is right and wrong, that which is defined as righteousness in the holy word of God, have we ever been the great moral paragon that some would have us believe that we have been in the past? I know for sure in recent decades, America has led the way in the path of decadence and degradation in what they have pumped out with regard to entertainment and the various media sources, the kinds of things that go out from Hollywood and our media sources to the rest of the world surely have not led the world to believe that we are that virtuous when it comes to moral matters. So we look at America today, we say, what is the greatest cultural connect in America today? What are people really connected with? Or one might frame it as the greatest politically correct connect in America today. And that connectedness is that of toleration. That is the principled doctrine that is being preached today. You are not connected to the mainstream if you're not in step with toleration of all lifestyles. Ask former NBA star Tim Hardaway what you get when you disconnect from the tolerance line of political correctness. Hardaway was interviewed by a radio sports talk show in Miami in recent days and was asked about gays playing in the NBA. The question was asked in view of the fact that a former NBA player came out recently and said he was gay back in the days that he played in the NBA. In the interview, Hardaway stated that he hated gays. Of course, God does not hate anyone. God does hate that which is unrighteous, and he is angry with that which is unrighteous, but he does not hate the person. As the saying goes, hate the sin and not the person. So to say that you hate somebody because of a certain lifestyle would not be correct. But is it correct to say that you hate the lifestyle or that you hate sin? God says in Proverbs 8:13 that the fear of the eternal is to hate evil. And of course, the big question comes, what is evil? Are we left to what we think evil is, or is there some higher power that we should look to when we make the decision of what is right and what is wrong? Hardaway went on to say that he did not want to be around them, didn't think they should be allowed in America. And after a few days of pressure, he apologized, stating that he was re-examining his position. The NBA banned Hardaway from this past Sunday's NBA All-Star Game. In effect, Tim Hardaway's public life as any kind of celebrity is over unless he does great penance. There's really no amount of damage control that he can do to put him back in the good graces of the culture of toleration and political correctness. One of the Super Bowl commercials showed two guys working on a car. They had their heads somewhat together, and then there's a Snickers bar between them, and they are suddenly eating on opposite ends of the Snicker bar. They eat the Snickers and kiss. Mild voices of opposition were raised, but nothing was done. Anyone who is in the public eye must be ever mindful of the political correct rules of politically correct language. So much for free speech. The Bible is very clear in defining certain behaviors that are sin. The great generic definition of sin in the Bible is found in 1 John 3 and verse 4. Most people cannot define, give you the biblical definition of sin. But the biblical definition in 1 John 3, 4 is simply, sin is the transgression of the law. What law? God's immutable spiritual law. Even though the Bible defines sin, if certain so-called hate crime legislation is passed, ministers may wind up in jail for reading certain passages of Scripture found in your Bible. The Apostle Paul, writing to the Corinthians, writes, know you not that the unrighteous, and righteousness is defined in Psalm 119, verse 172, as all your commandments are righteous. And of course, sin is a transgression of the law, so therefore righteousness has to do with keeping the immutable spiritual law of God. Oh no, it is not legalism. In 1 John 5:3, it says, for this is the love of God, that we should keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. Paul says, the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind. Now, all of these things can be forgiven, But when Jesus Christ came preaching, he said, "Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand." So all of these things can be repented of. Repent means to turn around, to go the other way, and your sins can be blotted out through the blood of Christ. But if anyone refuses that and says, "Oh, well, I was just born that way, and that's my nature, and that's the way I am, and God loves me anyhow," God does not love sin. He loves the sinner, but he doesn't love sin. He goes on to write, "Nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. But as I said, you can repent." Now these are the words of the Apostle Paul. He's even more specific in his epistle to the Romans when he writes about such things. He writes in Romans 1:19, "Because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God hath shown it unto them." There has been the witness of God and the testimony of God throughout the ages, from the creation of humankind, from the Garden of Eden to the present day. He goes on to say, "The invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse." There is no amount of human reasoning or no amount of so-called scientific data that can really prove that the creation and humankind just came from nothing. Creation demands a creator, and God is that great creator. "Because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened." So we see today people who are ever learning but never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. "Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools." As the psalmist says in Psalm 14:1, those who deny God are fools. The fool has said in his heart, "There is no God." "And they changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible man, into birds and four-footed beasts and creeping things." Yes, we have come to the point of the time in which some people worship the creation more than the creator. And we should take care of the creation. God placed Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden and commanded them to dress it and to keep it. And of course, we have not dressed and kept the beautiful environment that God created for us, this spherical orb that's floating out there in space called the earth. "Wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves. For even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature, and likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one toward another, men with men, working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error which was fitting." This is the immutable Word of God. This is what the Bible says. "Yes, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." But there is a condition for God covering your sin through the blood of Christ, and that condition is repentance. On every front today, we see our nation being systematically disconnected from the true source of power. When we come back for the next segment of our program, we'll continue to explore this question of the great disconnect and how you can become connected. If you would really like to understand the plan and purpose of God and what God is working out here on the earth, then you need to enroll in our free Bible study course. This free Bible study course will take you in 12 beautifully designed lessons from Genesis through Revelation. You will come to understand what is the plan and purpose of God, why you were born, and how you can get on the road to eternal life, and how you can be connected with God and Christ and each member of the body of Christ, and how you can come to do the things that God asks you to do. You'll come to understand what true repentance and faith are all about, and what you can do once you receive God's Spirit. this great understanding of who is God, what is God, what is his purpose, who is man, what is man, what is his purpose, will free you from fear, ignorance, superstition, and the dogmas of man. All you have to do to enroll in this free Bible study course is to call our toll-free number. That toll-free number is 1-888-886-5614. Once again, that toll-free number is 1-888-886-5614. And now back to World News and Prophecy. As we mentioned in the first segment of our program, the nation is being systematically disconnected from the true source of power. In fact, the whole world and the universe, it seems, has been disconnected. And even when there is power, they punch in all the wrong codes. How can the networks run hour after hour of stories on the tragic lives and deaths of celebrities? One of the great news items in recent days that we've been continually bombarded with has to do with Britney Spears shaving her head and getting tattoos. Is this news, and who cares? Do they run these stories because no one is watching or interested, or is it because they know it sells the very trash that exploited the celebrities, the tragic story of Anna Nicole Smith? The very things that made her into a playgirl is bombarded and shown before our eyes, and we see several men claiming to be the father of her baby. Is that the kind of culture, is that the kind of environment that we want our children to grow up into? Is that the way that we really want life to be? Well, you would probably say no, but at the same time, if you say no, then why do we indulge in it? Why do we watch the movies? Why do we support? Why do we buy the trash magazines that are on display at the grocery stand when we check out? In the schools and colleges of the land, the teachers are disconnected from the traditional culture and leading the way in proclaiming a new age of toleration and peace. They're trying to connect with students by promising them freedom from the shackles, the archaic values that have enslaved humanity through the ages. In effect, all of this only leads to more and more disconnects. Finally, the person is disconnected from his own feelings and winds up on the junk heap of hopelessness and despair. The souls, this is the hearts and minds of our people, have been systematically disconnected from the anchors that will give them power and a sense of direction and reason for being. This great disconnect is pervasive and persuasive. All of our societal institutions and systems and our organizations have been invaded. Multinational corporations have changed the face of U.S. manufacturing and disconnected our people from the opportunity to be truly productive. And at the same time, we have our administration crying free trade. And what has free trade wrought? A deficit of $240 billion with China as they produce goods with very cheap labor and dump them onto the U.S. market. The Chinese workers are paid far less than our minimum wage, and our peoples cannot support themselves on minimum wage. We talk about new jobs have been created. What are these jobs? They're in the so-called service industries, hospitals, clinics, health care, motels, hotels, restaurants, fast food chains, discount stores, and information age products. Where is all of this heading? It is taking us to more and more disconnects. When humans lose connection with one another and with the institutions that should provide the substance for connections, our society fragments into pockets of peoples seeking their own pleasure, trying to get in touch with their own feelings through various addictions, through various entertainment media that only serve to further fragment. Studies now show that 20% of the alcohol sold in the United States is sold to underage drinkers. The Bible warns us of the great disconnects that will be prevalent at the end of this age. In 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1, this know also that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truth breakers, false accusers, incontinents, fierce, despisers of those that are good. Oh, no, don't hold up any kind of standard today. Don't try to cram your religion down someone's throat. Don't read the Bible to me. I have my own mind. I have my own way of looking at things. My opinion is just as good as yours. And some will say, oh, look at what religion and the churches of the land have wrought us. Look at the mess we're in. They're to blame. The truth is that very few people in the course of human history have ever really followed what the Bible says to do. And that is true of many who go to church on a regular basis. As we'll read right here, one of the signs of the end of this age. He goes on to write, Paul does, now in 2 Timothy 3:4, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. And then in verse 7 he says, ever learning, but never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Even many of those who think they're connected will be trying to enter into the kingdom with the wrong code. Jesus tells us for sure that this way, that way that leads to eternal life, is a very straight and narrow way. Notice what he says. These are the words of Jesus Christ in Matthew 7, verse 13. Enter you in at the straight gate. For wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and many there be which go therein. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leads unto life, and few there be that find it. You can find it. You can seek God. It says very clearly in the Scriptures, knock and I will open, seek and you shall find. He goes on to warn of false prophets and wolves in sheep clothing, and how that a good tree doesn't bring forth evil fruit, and a bad tree doesn't bring forth good fruit. He says, whereby their fruits you shall know them. Not everyone that says unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. So there goes the only believe group. Not everyone that says unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he that does the will of my Father who is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, and in your name have cast out devils, and in your name done many wonderful works? And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you that work iniquity. Therefore, whosoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. This shows clearly that one opinion is not just as good as another. It also shows that when people are not connected to the true source of power, they try to make it on their own. Many great works are done in an attempt to do the right thing. But lo and behold, these works are done through our own human efforts, void of the true source of power. For example, celebrities fund great and good works, good work projects in various places around the world. You could say they're doing a lot of good. But week in and week out, they embrace the celebrities, those of their own kind, that are leading the way in the great cultural disconnect that is destroying our peoples. Some talk about faith in God, but not according to one having authority, because their definition of love swims in a sea of tolerance. You are given freedom to make God over into your own image. It is all right to do your own thing as long as you don't hurt anyone else, the saying goes. But the logical fallacy of that is that you decide what hurts someone else. Does it hurt the fetus for the mother to smoke and drink alcohol? Does it hurt the peoples in the household when father and mother are blowing smoke and the children are partaking of that secondhand smoke? Oh, yes. You can do a lot of serving. You can punch in a lot of codes. But if you're disconnected from the true source of power, it will not stand the test of time. So once again, I go back to the hypocrisy of the celebrities who are engaged in doing good works throughout the world, yet at the same time, they portray a lifestyle that is out of touch and out of tune with the true values that lead to peace, joy, happiness, and prosperity. The very things that they say that they want to cure in the world, they are destroying by what they produce. The true source of power comes from God. During those early days of the church, after the Holy Spirit fell on them, the church was filled with power. They were connected with the true source of power, and they were connected to each other. If our hungry souls are going to be filled, then we must be connected to the true source of power. God the Father is the true source of power. In John 15:26, when the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceeds from the Father, he shall testify of me. In John 14:26, the Comforter is identified as the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit comes to us through Jesus Christ. We must be connected to the vine and enter the right codes if we want our radio to play and our life to work. Jesus likens himself to a vine in John 15. I am the true vine, and my Father is a husbandman. Every branch in me that bears not fruit, he takes away, and every branch that bears fruit, he purges it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now you are clean through the word which I have spoken you. Abide in me, and I in you. And the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine. No more can you, except you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He that abides in me, and I in him, the same brings forth much fruit, for without me you can do nothing. The clear words of Jesus Christ. So today you can become connected. You can start seeking God today. All you have to do is open the pages of your Bible. Deuteronomy 4:29. But if from here you shall seek the Lord your God, you shall find him, if you seek him with all your heart, with all your soul. Isaiah 55:6. Seek you the Lord while he may be found, and call upon him while he is near. Right thinking is the key to right behavior and positive spiritual fruit. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. You can get in tune with right thinking through studying the Word of God. The human mind, the conscious mind, and subconscious mind is analogous to a computer. You can put in the very Word of God so that you can be connected positively, and you can tune in to the great source of true power. Today is the day for you to get connected to the greatest source of power in the universe, so you will not be a victim of the great disconnect. You have been listening to World News and Prophecy. For the free literature offered on our program, today we're offering our free Bible study course, taking you from Genesis through the book of Revelation. No one will call on you. No one will follow up. Totally free. All you have to do is call our toll-free number. That toll-free number is 1-888-886-5614. Once again, 1-888-886-5614. And be sure to be tuned to this station at this time next week for World News and Prophecy.